Hello, it's Time Out with Alex and Ashley.
We're back again. It seems like we haven't been back in the studio in a while.
Yeah, we haven't. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, we've been on investigations or on a break because of the holiday and my birthday.
Yes.
That was not really...
Happy late birthday.
Thank you. It wasn't, I don't know, I didn't do too much. We were supposed to,
laid
but
back.
You know, it's hard. Yeah, it was laid back. Kind of sucks sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you guys an update, I turned 29. But no, I just hung out with my daughter.
Don't lie to our listeners. Come on.
They can make up an age. And me and my daughter, we just went out to eat.
Yeah.
And me and my boyfriend went to a movie.
Oh.
And the weekend after. And then, my daughter and I just had cake and watched TV. And
good. Sounds fun.
Yeah, so they're just kind of laid back. But I wanted to do a little bit more for the special birthday. If you guys have been listening, we're going to recap on a little couple things that we've been doing.
Yeah, because we haven't been in studio for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We did do those two investigations. And unfortunately, the only investigations we're really able to do right now are cemeteries because they're easier access. Eventually, we'll move into, you know, houses and... Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. But yeah, so we went to the Olivewood Cemetery in Riverside.
Yes.
And a lot
there was
creepy
a lot of stuff going on there.
Happening there.
That one was very exciting, very creepy. It gave me chills.
Well, and what was so exciting about it is it was so big.
Yes, yes.
So there was a lot to investigate. Mm-hmm. I just recently bought night vision goggles or night vision binoculars. So when we bring like my husband or one of John's other crew members, they can be the lookout for us.
Right.
So, you know, we can actually investigate and enjoy our time there because we kind of left there a little early.
I think. Because there was a lot going on. I think it's because we weren't sure also if it was people or not. I don't think it was. I think it was paranormal stuff.
You guys were hearing voices.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the voices, but I did hear footsteps coming towards us.
Yeah, I kept hearing footsteps behind us.
But when we went back the next day during the day in the daylight, where we were hearing all that stuff, there was no way someone could be over there.
Mm-hmm.
The only entrance was where we entered.
Right, because I was hearing was little kids.
Oh, you heard little kids.
Yeah, like, and John, I think also he was hearing, because I was hearing little kids behind us whispering and kind of giggling.
Okay.
And I'm like, I know there's not little kids in here.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. Just the footsteps.
Yeah, well, definitely the footsteps felt like they were all creeping up, and it got that feeling like someone was right behind you.
Right, and then
I'm like,
you saw a lot of shadows there too.
Lots of shadows, and then we also had on the spirit box someone say stop.
But the voice sounded like John.
Yes, very creepy.
You were touched again.
Yep, on top of my head, because I kept thinking something fell on me. And John was like, no, nothing. I'm standing right here. Nothing fell on you. There's nothing in your hair.
Right.
But it felt like, doop.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
So that was a creepy, fun investigation. Mm-hmm. And we definitely want to go back.
Yeah.
Last week, we did Agua Manda Pioneer Cemetery in Colton now. And nothing really happened there.
Not really.
We got a few voices on the spirit box.
And then John got that shadow or something.
Oh, right. That was weird.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Because we were just talking about how, nothing's going on here.
Maybe... right when we said that, 2 seconds later, he's like, I got something.
Yeah, he saw the figure.
Yeah.
That was weird. Did you see it?
I saw it on the screen. It looked like that's why, if you guys listened to it, I was like, is there two of them? Because I could have swore I thought I saw two standing next to each other.
Well, it like morphed into one.
Yes, yeah. I was like, what the heck is going on?
I don't know. Maybe that's something you have to do at night.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe there's just more activity at night.
It's just so hard to do it at night unless we actually talk to someone who works there.
Yeah,
but there was no one around.
Yeah, just
because
people.
They have a museum on site, and we were prepared to pay our $5 to get in, but
it was
chained up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was.
And there was no one there to even take our money. And there was private residence right next to the museum.
Right.
And I saw someone in there, but they didn't come out to say anything to us.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I don't know. But It was fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would want to do that one at night, though, just because of how creepy.
It was very creepy.
Being in there was very creepy.
And sad. Just a lot of the headstones were missing or broken. It was kind of sad. I really wish they could... You know, I mean, like we were saying on the last podcast when we were there, that I don't know if they just don't have enough money to fix it up or they're leaving it because it's historical and they want to leave it the way it was. I don't know. But it was...
It's definitely really run down and not taken care of because we were just stepping in dirt and weeds. Mm-hmm. And it was the bad weeds that have the stickers that stick to your shoes.
Oh, yeah, they were everywhere.
I've had a lot of people ask me, why do you call your podcast... Time Out with Alex and Ashley. Mm-hmm. And so I explained to them, well, this is our time out from our life as moms and our work lives.
Exactly.
And we sit down and talk about what we're passionate about.
Right. It's our time out.
Right.
Like, we're in time out right now, but this is what we're going to do. Talk about our paranormal stuff. And
go on investigations.
Go on investigations and throw in some sprinkles of... random shit.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this podcast, I think, has...
What was that?
Did you hear that noise?
I thought it was you.
No, it almost sounded like someone said something. That was weird.
Because I heard it. It was like your chair or something.
No.
Weird. We always catch something on the podcast.
So this podcast, when we first started out, we just talked about the random stuff that was happening in life. And then we kind of figured, let's actually talk about something that we're passionate about, and that's the paranormal. I had experiences when I was little, and then, you know, when these TV shows came on, I got more interested in it. I think it was about 2008 or 2009. So yeah, about 10 years ago when I met John, and he was at a cemetery in Riverside doing tours. So that's how I really hooked up with him and got into the paranormal even more, because he was doing cases and stuff. And then I know you've always been passionate about paranormal because you have ghosts that talk to you.
Yeah. I could smell them. I mean, it comes and goes sometimes. I mean, when I was a kid, like I've always said before, it happened constantly. But when you're a kid, you know, you're more open. You know,
right, because you don't know if it's real or fake.
Right, and you don't close down your mind like, okay, that's not real, and no one's telling you that, oh, how to think or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it just comes to you, but it comes and goes. It's like,
do you
they
think
feel
Lyric
creepy.
Has it?
I think she does a little bit, but hasn't...
said anything?
Yeah, expressed it, because sometimes I'll ask her things. She knows that the guy died in my house, and that doesn't scare her.
Right.
You know, she's not scared of that. She just gets a little...
Because it's not like he was murdered.
I think he died of... It was either natural causes or he was sick for a while, you know, and passed away. But she doesn't get creeped out by that. But I think if she had it, she'd be a little scared of it. But she did tell me the other day, which sounds weird, but my cat had passed away like a year or so ago. And she said that she sees him walking around.
Does she?
That's what she said. She said, oh, I see Sammy walking around. So I don't know if that's just like in her head and she wants to see him or really does. Maybe she's the Dr. Doolittle of dead animals.
Exactly.
But she said she sees Sammy all the time.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
To go back to the Agua Manza case, when you had the EMF detector in your hands, it went off around you.
Right. It spiked up to 5.3.
We walked in and then you just texted me the other day and thing happened to you at work.
Yeah. I was standing there at work doing what I normally do. And I felt someone like slap the hair out of my face.
Really?
And I was like, you know, and it wasn't like a wind.
Uh-huh.
It was like a, like if you did it yourself, like if the hair was in your face and you just went like,
right,
got it out. I felt someone like flick it out of my face. And I was like, I'm looking around. I'm like,
what the heck?
I'm like, okay, thanks. It's kind of aggressive, though. It's kind of like, boosh. Like, they wanted me to know
that they were
moving it. Yeah.
So
it's just like, okay.
Because we talked about this while we were at the cemetery. You feel like you always have someone with you.
I always do. I think that's why it went off. What is the meter thing called?
Like EMF or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. John knows more about that than we do.
Because when I was holding it, because I was just playing around, I was like, ooh, Ashley. And I was putting it around you, you know, just checking, and nothing happened. And I said, ooh, to me, just playing around, it just said, pew, to 5.3. I'm like, oh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. That was so
funny. And you
can
hear me going, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Because I was like, oh my gosh.
And at first we thought, oh, maybe it was your cell phone. Yeah. So you definitely feel like someone's always with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly who it might be. It might be family members switching off or...
Spirit guide.
Spirit guide. You never know. But I always feel... that. Yeah. I always feel like there's someone with me.
Something we're going to do... because this podcast is always changing. now that it's more focused on paranormal, mm-hmm. when we're not doing an investigation, we're going to talk about other ghost investigations right. that have gone on. And mm-hmm. you found some to
yeah,
talk about.
I found a couple because I was searching, you know, Southern California or just wherever. And yeah. a couple popped up that I've never even heard of. There was
so one... these are possibly places we could eventually go to.
Yeah, there because there's one that I guess the ghost hunters actually went to.
Oh,
but
okay,
let me see here. Glen Tavern. Oh, their motto is "Where the past comes to life."
Oh,
interesting. So it says Haunted Rooms America. That's under. That's one of the things that's under.
I wonder if we should rent one of the haunted rooms and do an investigation.
Right? Because, yeah, it's under hauntedrooms.com. Glen Tavern Inn says it was built in 1911. This old English Tudor-style inn, the tales of prostitution and murder during the Prohibition. It says the Glen Tavern is certainly fascinating from a historic perspective. However, it's the paranormal aspects of the tavern that interest us, with reports of full-bodied apparitions
Ooh.
And ghostly children, just to name a few.
Mm.
Several ghosts are known to roam the Glen Tavern Inn, 307, for having two ghosts, Calvin and the prostitute.
I wonder how they get the names, if they like
know.
Go through a list and wait Maybe. For a response, or if the spirit yeah. came through and said what their name is.
Yeah, because it says Calvin and the prostitute. It said he has often been seen in this room, and also the lobby. People have said that his apparition is tall and thin, wears a white t-shirt. He is often captured in pictures. It's understood that a cowboy, that could be Calvin, was shot and killed during a game of cards back when the third floor was used as a gambling den. During a recent renovation, a Western-style hat was discovered behind one of the walls.
Whoa.
With what looked to be like two bullet holes and old blood stains.
What the heck?
And it says the
Do
other,
they have like that on display or something?
Maybe.
Or
the other ghost that frequents room 7 is an unknown woman, which they believed was like, they say the prostitute, believed to have been a prostitute who was murdered. Yeah. Some say beheaded.
Ooh.
Her body gruesome. Was left in the closet for one unfortunate maid to find.
Yeah.
A mist has been seen, as well as voices, sudden cold chills, and knocks. The apparition also of a child has often been seen running through the corridors. The sound of young children laughing, running up and down the staircases, and knocking on the doors is also heard. Ooh, but it does say built back in 1911.
Yeah.
When Santa Paula became a booming oil town, the Glen Tavern Inn is now a federal landmark.
Oh, okay.
With over 100 years of history, the inn has gone through many tumultuous times. After Prohibition was introduced, the inn suffered. Its third floor later became a speakeasy brothel. Interesting. So it just says they have a lot of old oak beams that run through it, open log fires, dark wood furnishings, and it's like cozy, kind of like a cabin kind of feel. They have 36 beautiful finished guest rooms and suites made up of standard rooms, jacuzzi rooms, junior suites, romantic rooms, king-size beds, jacuzzi. So it's like real cozy. So it's like updated, but it still has that old time like flair to it. Interesting. It's all by rugged mountains, lemon, orange, and avocado groves. So it has a nice cultural scene and... It looks really nice.
It says that they're pet friendly, though.
So you can bring your pets. Well, there you go.
That's when you really know if something's haunted. If
pets start going crazy.
Yeah. For the jacuzzi tub room, it's $105 a night.
Oh, that's not bad.
Or for a king standard, it's only $85.
Oh, that's not bad.
Maybe we should go rent a room.
Right.
I definitely think that when we do these investigations, we need to do a prayer of protection.
Right.
That if there is...
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone watching over us, please protect us. And
right.
I think we need to get better at that.
Yeah.
Because after we did the Olivewood Cemetery, I had nightmares
of people in my family dying and also my dogs.
Weird.
And I've never had dreams like that before.
Huh.
So I don't know if that was a negative energy that came into my space and made me dream of these things. Because
didn't you have a headache when we left? Was that the one that you had?
I had a massive headache. It really freaked me out. And so because I think you're more spiritual than I am. So I think you and I need to, before we even do an investigation, need to say some sort of prayer. Yeah. And then when we leave, we need to say another prayer.
Right.
So that nothing negative comes home with us.
Right. Right.
Because I know after we did one of our investigations, you saw like shadows in your room.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do anyway most of the time.
I know, but we need to make sure that we protect ourselves.
Yeah, because you never know. Because if there is not always, you're not always going to hear, oh, I saw this person or that person. Sometimes it could be a negative, bad spirit that wants to attach itself because they're pissed.
Well, and not only that, but they can pretend to be someone in your family. So you think, oh,
that's my family member.
Yeah, I definitely think we need to protect ourselves a little more. Yeah. And I know that there are protection crystals.
Right.
And John recently went out and got one from Sacred Journey, which is in the Canyon Crest Town Center in Riverside. So are you okay?
Yeah.
Describe what's going on.
I get heart palpitations. And I just had one. So it takes a second.
Ooh, that's not good.
I'm okay. But it was weird.
Jeez,
right?
You kind of freaked me out. Yeah, and we're talking about negative energy, and that happens to you.
I'm okay now.
Oh man,
yes, I have heart palpitations sometimes. It feels like heart stops and then it pops back in.
Ooh,
yeah, I've had it for a while.
Wow, that was kind of scary to witness.
That one was a hard one. That's weird when we were just talking about that it happened.
We need protection crystals immediately.
Like right now.
Yes.
If you know of any, call us at 213-293-7228 and let us know. Because there is a lot of shops that carry these different kinds
of things.
But
you have to find one that's the real deal.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there was one store, speaking of that, looked up online. I was going through a breakup a long time ago and I couldn't sleep. I was very upset. And I found this website for oils and I would put it under my pillow almost every night. And I don't know if it was just me thinking it, but it felt like it helped, you know? So I'm like, oh, maybe it just, you know, was power of suggestion.
I wonder, do you think a lot of that is somewhat in our head? Do you think maybe my dreams were because I was afraid?
It might have been.
I'm intrigued by it. And now that I'm actually going out and doing this on my own, do you think I'm like psyching myself out?
It might be.
Freaking myself out?
It might be. It
really scared me. And I told my mom about it. So then she started to freak out. And we actually ran into John at a store.
Oh, wow.
And my mom's like,
look, mister.
you need to put some protection on my daughter. She's having freaky dreams.
Because I'll talk to people about, I went to this cemetery, I did this. And a lot of people are like, oh, you need to be careful. You might bring something bad home with you. So,
well, especially because now we're doing the spirit box.
Right.
And which is sort of, I mean, it's not extreme like a Ouija board.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you are opening that communication.
Right.
With the other side, I think we do need to be careful.
Yeah.
And before we do a spirit box and after we do a spirit box, we need to say some sort of prayer because it's not something to mess with because it could come through like we just talked about. Yeah. The voice that came through sounded exactly like John.
It sure did.
And it could have been something negative coming through mimicking him.
Right. Crystals or an amulet or a prayer or something. Could always protect you, depending.
So I'm going to rely on you to help with that because you are more, because you're the more spiritual one out of the two of us. Okay. And we definitely need to go get some crystals or a necklace or something that we wear when we go on these investigations or wear all the time.
Right. I mean, that's true. You never know in this world. Terrifying.
So our next investigation, we will be more prepared spiritually,
yes.
I think.
Yes, we'll have everything that we need.
Is next week, we're going to a cemetery. Yeah. But it's actually one you mentioned and you've talked about. You know what? I think that there's a lot of activity that you can capture in a cemetery. Mm-hmm. You can pick up a lot of great evidence there. Right. So, I get excited going, especially because it's out in the open and you're not like enclosed in one house.
True.
So we're going to the Stewart Sunny Slope Cemetery in Beaumont, California. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the ghosts that are seen there?
Yeah, supposedly when I had looked up haunted areas, it said that that's one of haunted cemeteries there that's seen a groundskeeper that cleans up the place and then he disappears. So it's just like a groundskeeper that's there, but not really there.
And we scoped out the place last week and we did find a groundskeeper. But
yeah, and I was like, is he really there?
He was real. We saw him walking around and driving his car.
Yeah.
But some of the other activities, paranormal activities that have been reported there are a lot of cold spots.
Right.
Noises. I'm kind of excited to do this. Sorry, I'm reading an article about it.
Yeah, I know. I was looking it up the other day.
It says, if you plan on going to Sunny Slope Cemetery at night, be sure not to go alone. The ghosts in the graveyard are more active with small groups of people, particularly females and children. Alex, get touched again.
Right? Shoot.
I was reading an article that came out like 10 years ago, and it was on the history of this cemetery. And it was basically this guy named Reznor Perry Stewart. This cemetery was actually just for his family.
Oh.
But over the years, they allowed others to, you know, be buried at their cemetery. And then he actually helped form the Beaumont Cemetery Association.
Oh, okay.
And he became the first president of this association. It says that in like 1928, the Beaumont Cemetery District was formed and Stewart deeded about 6 acres of his land to the district. And that's when it basically became known as Sunny Slope Cemetery. So this cemetery that we were going to was actually owned by a man that was for his family
just
to be buried.
Okay.
But then he gifted the land to Beaumont so that other people could be buried there. When we were walking, we saw these pine cones that looked like flowers.
Yeah, they
look
like roses.
Like roses. Yeah. Yeah. That was weird.
That's cool. They were all around. I'm like, oh, are these pine cones? Are these old like flowers?
They were definitely felt like pine cones. Mm-hmm. And then we saw this one grave that had a really eerie symbol on it.
Yes.
I haven't been able to research that yet.
I remember the symbol.
But the symbol was wacky. It was like a stick figure with almost like a swastika or something.
Yeah,
it
like a sideways one. Yeah, and it was all
weird.
Did it take a picture?
We did. We all looked at it, all three of us, and we're like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, but back in the day with the swastikas, you know, became terrible. But I guess back in the day, I believe in Indian, not Native American, but Indian culture, I believe it is, that they were actually, those swastikas were a protection against ghosts and evil and bad things. And then later on, that's when they became, you know, racist symbols.
Yeah, it does say it is used as a symbol of divinity and spirituality in Indian religions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of sad that it eventually turned into something so hateful.
Exactly. That's why when we were looking at it, we're like, whoa, wait a minute. But then we're like, oh, no, it might have been something totally different. Interesting symbol. I've never seen something like that before, but it's obviously, I think, spiritual because it is on the plot and it's also has a cross on it.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to definitely look this up, but we'll post it and see
if
anyone knows.
Yeah, maybe we can try to communicate with this guy. I think our goal is to try to do 2 investigations a month.
Right.
Might be a little bit difficult, but we're going to do our best.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully soon we do like museums or other places besides cemeteries. It's just that's the hot spot right now.
So look forward to that and have a haunting day.
Pleasant dreams.
This was Time Out with my mommy and Ashley.
Time Out? Are you kidding me?